You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Manager Watch. Today's episode is all about Manchester City, the blue half of Manchester. Pep Guardiola is their manager. A bit of an underwhelming first season for Pep in the Premier League. Dom Betts is joined with me on the Football Hour. Dom, Manager Watch series, Pep Guardiola. We all love Pep. Well, I certainly do. And I'm just wanting him to succeed in England. But I didn't think this would be the way he'd go about it. Splashing 50 mil on every fullback in the world. What did he do wrong in his first season? And what do you think he's doing this year to try and eradicate them wrongs?
Well, I feel like last year he was signing every forward in the world. And this season he's signing every defender in the world. Because they haven't signed anyone in midfield or attack. Not like they need to. And he didn't sort out what was Man City's problem in the previous seasons. They've always had defensive problems. Like, they had such old fullbacks. And you're playing this, relying on the wing-back and wide-position system. And you had the likes of Alexander Kolarov and Clichy as your left-backs. And Zabaleta and Bakary Sagna as your right-backs. You had Arsenal's right-back and left-back from, like, 10 years ago.
Yes, they were too slow. It was too slow.
He was trying to play a system which just didn't suit the players he had, which is quite weird. The players he signed last year obviously were to suit his system, but he was such reliant on his fullbacks and he didn't sign any, and he knows they're all 30 plus.
Does he need to buy a central midfield player? Because last year he was playing one in the middle. Maybe it's because I can never say his name.
Ilkay Gundogan, yeah.
Yeah, was injured. He's going to be injured for the start of next season as well. He's going to have no pre-season. Yaya Toure's another year older and probably another stone heavier. Fernandinho, for me, has got a lot of weight on his shoulders if they're going to play one in midfield again. Why does Pep want to enforce so many strange footballing identities and ideas onto the Premier League, onto his football team, when really, I think, plain and simply, their squad is probably the best in the league. I think if he just picked 4-2-3-1, a good simple formation, or 4-3-3 with his best players, I think they might walk the league next year. My only worry is he's going to play 4 at the back with Kyle Walker probably playing as high up as possible. Mendy on the left, who loves bombing forward. And then he's going to have, hopefully he'll have company and Stones. If he doesn't have Stones, it's going to be Otamendi and Stones, just left at the back with Fernandinho, their only help, in one in midfield. And then about 7 forwards. To me, it just seems footballing suicide. And it's gorgeous to watch when it's on form. But for me, I think their best team would be in a 4-3-3, De Bruyne right, Aguero in the middle, and Sané on the left. If they need someone else on them three, Gabriel Jesus for either Sané.
You've got Bernardo Silva, you've just signed for Monaco.
So they've just signed him, right? So I would say, in midfield, I'd play a midfield three of Fernandinho and Gundogan, and then David Silva. I think that's their best team, midfield and attack. But he chops and changes it so often. When I just think, on paper, they are better than most sides. And you look at Chelsea last season, they didn't change their team. Neither did Tottenham, probably because they didn't have the squad City have, but also because their 1-11 was brilliant. City obviously are buying a massive squad because they got the Champions League as well, but I just hope that he just picks his best 1-11 for a continuation of time.
What I don't understand, he's trying to, like, complete level 7 of a game without completing level 1.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's not getting the basics right.
Yes.
You can't do all this weird inverted asymmetric tactics if you don't even have the players to complete a basic 4-3-3. So he's just not doing the basics right. He needs to do what any manager should do, is make sure you've got your best team playing all the time. Make sure you complete the basics. They know what they're doing. Because they started the season so well. What was it? They won like 10 yeah. games on the trot.
And then they hit Celtic at Celtic Park in the Champions League, and it was a 3-3 draw. It was one of the best matches of last season, but what it did, it showed the inability of Man City's defence.
Well, yeah, last season they were so forward heavy, and I know they signed like 3 fullbacks in the transfer window, but they haven't signed a centre half, which I think is their problem. Because,
and what about the goalkeeper?
Yeah, I know.
Should they have kept Joe Hart? Should he have swallowed his pride, Pep Guardiola, and said, "I'm going to keep Joe Hart"?
I think they needed to buy like a world-class goalkeeper.
Is this guy world-class?
Well, I know
Edison. You watch a lot of continental football.
I mean, Edison is a good goalkeeper. He's plays for Benfica, who's obviously won the league, but he's still really young for a goalkeeper. Like, his best years are still 8 years away. I'm sorry, you should be going out there and buying like a Jan Oblak from Atletico Madrid, lumping a world record fee to get buddy Manuel Neuer from Bayern Munich, even Thibaut Courtois from Chelsea, David De Gea from Man United.
Because you know what the problem with this is? This kid is so young and he plays very similar to Claudio Bravo. So if what happens is the same thing as Claudio Bravo last year, where every football fan knew that there was a mistake in him, whether it be with his feet or with his hands or from crosses, they knew a mistake was in him. What people have got now and what teams have got and what football fans have got is they know that we're not sure. We don't know what about him. If they went for the guys you were speaking about, there's no problem there. We're not going to laugh at
Jan Oblak
because we know he's a world-class keeper. And if he makes a mistake, we know it's only one. But the thing is, it's all about confidence. Has this guy got the confidence? We're yet to see. But he'll need to have it from the first game to the last game, and I'm just not sure whether he will.
Because with these goalkeepers that Pep Guardiola signed, like Bravo, yes, he can play with his feet, but sorry, if you're goalkeeping, you better save the football. You've got to be able to do, as I've said, you've got to do the better basics right. City probably conceded the least amount of shots out of any team in the league last year, but they still conceded bucket loads of goals because Bravo couldn't save anything. I understand signing Edison, he's a good young, up-and-coming young keeper, and he's only signed him for less than, like, 34 mil, it's not even that expensive. I mean, I guess 34 mil is the new 15 mil. But still, why are you not going out and signing a world-class goalkeeper? You're supposed to be his world-class team, so why are you not signing a world-class goalkeeper? You've signed one of the best coming left-backs in Benjamin Mendy. You've got Carl Walker and Danilo. You've got Bernardo Silva. But Edison just doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay, on a positive note, let's talk about Man City's players, right? You remember last season when everyone said Raheem Sterling came on leaps and bounds because of Pep Guardiola? Who do you look at in that City squad and you go, he's the possibility of being player of the year?
Player of the year ability, I only see Kevin De Bruyne. But if I'm looking at a young player, I think it's going to, who can go leaps and bounds this season, I'm saying Leroy Sané.
Yes. That's why I asked the question.
I think someone who can win player of the year, if any player in that team I think can win player of the year is Kevin De Bruyne. I don't think anyone else in that team can, not even Aguero. Like, Aguero can win Golden Boot, but he'll probably only play 25 games. Yeah. But Leroy Sané is, I think, the player who's got the most potential in that side. Like, Sterling has, but Sané's on a different level.
He's got such better football intelligence than Raheem Sterling. He's got a better shot. He's got a better cross. Sterling's still so weak for me. Every time he's in front of goal, I have no confidence in him at all. His shooting, it's almost like he's trying to shoot using his hand. I don't know, it's just so weak. It's really weak the way he shoots. He should have improved that. The thing is with Man City, they have got rid of a lot of players. It's a bit harsh saying this, but a lot of dead wood. So I'm looking at their departures. Nolito, Hart, Kolarov, Zabaleta, Willy Caballero, Clichy, Bakary Sagna and Jesus Navas. If you were looking at Man City's squad last year, and Dom, you were going to pick players you wanted to get rid of, they'd all be
there.
Well,
if we look at all these players, all of them are over the age of 30.
Yeah.
They're all 30 plus. Nolito's 30. Kolarov's 31. Obviously, Joe Hart's gone out alone, but he's 30. Zabaleta, 32. Caballero, 35. Clichy, 31. He is Navas, 31. Bakary Sagna, 34.
And City are buying.
It is what we've been saying. It is dead wood. Pep doesn't need these players in the squad because he plays a very expansive, a very tiring game of football. And you need to be like early 20s, mid-20s to play this game because you need the stamina, you need the energy.
So
Leroy Sané showed that last season. Yeah. He was up and down that left wing because they were playing Sané and Sterling as wing-backs at point and they were up and down, up and down, up and down.
Do you think he was thinking outside of the box with formations and different players in different positions? Because he had to. Because he was just not confident in the players which have departed this season.
I mean, I think he thinks he's better than he is sometimes for me. Because just play a 4-3-3, play a 4-2-3-1, play a bloody 4-4-2, I don't care. Just get the basics of football right.
Which is get your best players
playing in
on
their best
pitch.
On the pitch, in their best positions.
Yeah.
It's like if you're playing Football Manager and playing Ronaldo at left back, just because you can fit him in there.
Yeah.
He just picked his 11 best players and shoved them on the pitch. Just play your best player in each position, which you know in the formation is going to work. Like the 4-3-3 at Barcelona. I'm sorry, at Barcelona, when he won the Champions League, when they beat United in that final.
Football was simple.
Yeah, it was just 4-3-3.
Yeah.
David Villa, Messi.
And Pedro. Three magicians in behind, Iniesta, Xavi and Busquets. And then...
Puyol, Pique, Dani Alves and... Was it Abidal at left back?
Yeah. Players who know their position very, very well. He was putting round pegs in round holes. Do you know what I mean? Like, he needs to do that. And I'm hoping with the squad that he's got now, I think he can. For me, the only thing Pep needs to do next season is make sure Vincent Kompany is fit, because he will be the perfect centre-back partner for John Stones. It's such a key position for Man City, because last year it was all over the place. They need their captain, because when he came back last year, Dom, in the final third of the season, Kompany, Man City were one of the best teams. I remember watching them away at Watford and they destroyed them. I think it was 5-0. And that is because they had a solid base at the back. John Stones needs someone helping him. I don't think Otamendi is that person. He's a bit too rash at times. Kompany is certainly that player. If Kompany is fit and if Stones is back on form, I can see that being a Vidic and Ferdinand apart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, what Kompany is to City is what Terry was to Chelsea and what Vidic was to United.
Yeah.
Because Ferdinand wouldn't have worked without Vidic.
No.
They need this leader at the back. Every team needs a leader at the back. You simply don't win any title if you do not have a leader at your at centre-back position. Take Real Madrid, they have the likes of Sergio Ramos. Juventus had Chiellini. You take...
Hummels for Germany.
Hummels for Germany and Bayern Munich. They even had Boateng as well. Every team who wins titles has a leader at centre-back. It's
and,
simple as that.
And we are not overestimating how good Kompany is. He is just a world-class defender.
And he's not like a 34, 35. He's only 30, 31. Yeah. He's still got like a few good years left in him. And John Stones needs that presence behind him to make him feel more confident.
Yeah.
Because if he's got Otamendi next to him, even like Fernandinho next to him, he's not going to feel confident, is he?
When John Stones has played his best football was... Do not think I'm comparing Phil Jagielka to Vincent Kompany. But he had that experienced head next to him at Everton. And that's where everyone went, this guy is good. This guy's really good. And it was when he was playing with players which were as young as him. It doesn't work when he hasn't got someone with the experience next to him. So, Dom, we've spoken about Pep a lot. Their new signings. Who do you think's going to be their best signing this season? Granted, we're recording this on the 27th of July, so any transfers have gone through since the 27th of July. We don't know about it at the moment. They've signed Bernardo Silva from Monaco, Kyle Walker, Bernard Mendy and Danilo as sort of their outfield big players. Which one out of them are you most excited about?
Bernardo Silva.
Really?
Because, yes, Kyle Walker and Benjamin Mendy are great going forward, but they still haven't signed a defender who can defend. Anyone who's watched football knows Kyle Walker can't defend.
Yeah.
Everyone who watched Monaco last season knows Benjamin Mendy's great going forward, can whip in a great ball, but it's still a liability defensively. I think Julien Laurent, the French journalist, was saying this the other day. It's like, yeah, it's great, but you're a defender, so you need to know how to defend. So I'm looking forward to Bernardo Silva.
The most laughable is Danilo. He's awful. Since he moved to Real Madrid...
From Porto.
He is a laughingstock. Like, all the Real Madrid fans are so thankful he's not there anymore. I don't want to say he's rubbish... But he's rubbish.
Because, like, he was at Porto and Danny Carvajal was obviously on loan from Real Madrid to Bayer Leverkusen. They both sort of came back at the same time because Danilo was his, like, big signing from Porto and he was had so much potential about him. It's like, oh, he's the next, like, right-footed Roberto Carlos, basically. Yeah. But then he realised he was just not very good at football. No. And it's like, why have you spent, like, near enough, what, 60, 70 mil on two right-backs you can't defend?
It's so funny. The market is weird. So Jose Mourinho has been having a pop this week at Pep Guardiola saying some clubs are spending way too much money. We all know he's talking about Man City. Is it getting ridiculous now? Because when the news of Benjamin Mendy signing for Man City happened and I saw it was £50 million on Sky Sports News, I wasn't shocked. I wasn't surprised. I just... went on with my life. It didn't affect me. And you know what the funny thing is now? Man City are distorting the market so much where I'm thinking £50 million for a right back. That's nothing.
Well, yeah, 50 mil is the new 25, 30 mil.
It makes me sick a little bit.
These inflated transfer fees due to the TV money that's coming to England. One thing is, a foreign team knows when English teams come in, you can overcharge them.
Yeah. Just whack on an extra 30 mil.
Because Benjamin Mendy was going to, I don't know, Juventus. that transfer fee would be 30 mil. Look at Bonucci. I'm sorry. Yeah. Bonucci is one of the best centre backs in world football. And he went for 35 mil.
It's mad.
35 mil. The same price City have paid for Edison. And AC Milan, who I'm sorry, have done absolute bits in his transfer window so far, have got one of the best centre-backs in European football.
The funniest thing about the Premier League is the big signings this season have been Bernardo Silva, Lukaku,
Morata,
and Lacazette. Any of them players are nowhere near the top 20 best players in the world.
Yeah, neither of them get into Bayern Munich, Real Madrid or Barcelona's team.
Just because these players cost this much money, they're not any better than they were. I'm going to say players are worse now than they were 10 years ago. They're just inflated prices. So football fans getting excited about signing Kyle Walker for 50 million, thinking it might completely change your squad. I don't think it's going to be the case, you know. I really don't. The reason City will win the league next year... it's not because they've signed Mendy or Kyle Walker. It's because if Aguero's fit and firing, he'll win the league. If De Bruyne keeps continuing to be one of the best attacking mids in the world, that's why they'll win the league. And whether Fernandinho picks up the ball in midfield and gives it to David Silva, they're not going to win the league because of Mendy and Walker. Yeah. That's the annoying thing. And what's happened is they've spent 100 million on these fullbacks.
If you looked at these transfers, just by names and not obviously looking at transfer fees, you're like, oh, successful window for Man City. You have to sort of not take into account how much they're spending on players, because to these clubs, it means nothing. So if you say, oh, they've signed the fullbacks which they needed, yeah, that's great. But then it obviously is a lot of money, but then to them, it's not a lot of money, is it?
No.
To Sheikh Mansour family, this is not a lot of money. Because like everyone's like, oh, it's ridiculous. And I'm just like, it's not really that ridiculous. One, it's not my money, so I don't really care that much. And two, it's like, it's not the club's fault they're spending this much money.
No, but what I'm upset about is if I was a Man City fan, please spend this money, but spend it on
world-class
Neymar.
Players.
Spend it on a Modric. I know these guys are so difficult to get, but if you pursued these guys, I think you'd be able to get them. And that is how you're going to make the next
step.
Yeah,
I don't understand why Bernardo Silva, why I'm looking forward to him the most, is because they finally, I think, found someone to replace David Silva in the future.
I still don't think this season David Silva will be sitting on a bench.
No. But I mean, for a future signing, I think it's great because he's that sort of player, that sort of like that sort of number 10, if you know what I mean. He's not a Kevin De Bruyne type number 10 who's just going to power like 30 goals in two seasons. So I'm looking forward to Bernardo Silva. But yeah, I think City still have transfer business to do in this window. They need to sign, for me,
it's got to be a centre mid.
It's got to be a centre mid and a centre half for me.
Do you think they'll sign a centre back? I don't.
But I think they need to.
And if they do that, do you think they'll walk the league?
I don't think they'll walk it, but I think they'll win it.
Yeah, let's do predictions then. Dom, you think Man City are going to win the league?
Yes.
Yeah, so Dom when Spurs to finish third.
No, second for Chelsea,
yeah.
City to win, Spurs finishing third.
I'm going to go Man City to win the league. If Pep Guardiola, if you're listening, just play a 4-3-3, please. You've got the players for it. You've really got the players for it. Go for a 4-3-3. If you want, play Kevin De Bruyne and David Silva in the three in midfield. Just play a 4-3-3. Don't be playing 3-1-5-2 or whatever it is. Just go simple because, for me, that's sort of what works in the Premier League.
Well, yeah, Leicester won the league with 4-4-2 the other year. That's what I love to see. Just good old-fashioned big guy, small guy. You can't win it with all these complicated tactics you did in the Bundesliga where you just wipe the floor of the other teams anyway.
And I don't want people to listen to this podcast and go, Alex and Dom are prehistoric. Like, they're Brexit football fans. Do you know what I mean? We're not being basic. I just think we're being realistic. Because City, for me, have the best squad. I think they've probably got the best 1-11 as well. So, I think Man City will win the league. The only annoying thing is, for Man City fans, I said that last year.
Yeah, so did I.
So we're not great at predicting where you're going to finish. But fingers crossed this year that we'll be right. If you want to predict where Man City are going to finish next season, tweet us at The Football Hour. But don't just tweet us about Man City. Do your 1 to 20 of where you think each individual team is going to finish in the Premier League next season. And then tweet us a photo of that league, okay? How the table looks. How you think it's going to look at the end of the season. Tweet us. The Twitter's easy. At The Football Hour. The other thing you could do is subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Do you know what? Both of them things that I've told you cost £50 million less than Kyle Walker. Do you know how much that money that is? Free. So if you tweet us It's free. If you listen to the podcast, it's free. It's amazing what you can get for free with a transfer market like
the Football Hour transfer market. The iTunes store transfer market, you know. It's free, mate.
You can get a podcast for free.
Deals left, right and centre.
Yeah, great deals. They can get 2 for 1 on the podcast. They can get 5 for the price of 2. It's all the same price, listener. It's free. Where in the world do you get something for free anymore? You just don't. Nothing's free. But we are giving you it free. So tweet us the picture of the Premier League and subscribe to us on the iTunes podcast chart. Do you know what? It's been brilliant. That's the Man City Manager Watch episode. Thank you, Dom.
It's been all right.
It's been, as Dom says, it's been all right.
A little bit all righty.